Prediction chooses the path. Let's look at something gently confronting. You may think you are choosing partners, but your nervous system is choosing atmosphere. It is not scanning for love. It is scanning for familiar, for emotional weather it knows how to survive. From the very beginning of life, attachment meant safety. Safety meant continuity. Continuity meant, I will be okay. So your body learned to predict, to anticipate, to prepare. Prediction feels stabilizing. Even if what you are predicting is tension. Even if what you are predicting is distance. Even if what you are predicting is having to work for connection. If you survived a particular emotional climate once, your body will feel the pull toward it again. Not because it is healthy, because it is known. Different partner, same field. Different personality, same atmosphere. You are not attracted to the person alone. You are attracted to how your body feels in their presence. Does it feel alert? Activated? On edge in a way that feels electric? Or does it feel spacious? Steady? Unhurried? Sometimes intensity is just familiar in disguise. Sometimes calm feels strange because it cannot be predicted yet. Breaking this loop does not require dramatic change. It requires tolerating unfamiliar steadiness. Sitting in connection without bracing. Allowing silence without assuming rejection. Letting someone disagree without collapsing inwards. Inhale from the base of your spine all the way to the tip. And exhale slightly beyond its natural end and pause. Feel the space just outside your skin. Your nervous system is not broken. It is loyal to what it knows. But what it knows can expand. As you become internally steady, the landscapes you feel drawn towards will shift. Not through force, through recalibration. You're not choosing the wrong people. You're choosing what feels survivable. And survivable can evolve into expansive.